with this KLEM sports update for this Memorial Day Monday, May 29th. I'm KLEM sports director Daniel Versteg. Just a quick update for you, recapping Saturday's sports action from around the area, and starting off with the 5th-ranked Kingsley Pearson baseball team, who proved that they belonged with the high ranks of 1A baseball with a win over top-ranked Remsen St. Mary's on Saturday. The Panthers beat the Hawks 7-4 in Remsen as part of the annual Marv Tela Memorial Tournament. The Panthers were on a mission right away on the offensive end against the state's top team. The Panthers got going with 3 runs in the first inning, followed by 4 runs in the second inning. Head coach Taylor Duskett says confidence was key for his guys early at the plate.
I just think the guys were confident and ready to hit. You know, they have seen bunkers a couple times before, so maybe it was the familiarity with him. But, you know, they were confident staying in, taking good swings, and hitting a lot of line drives. So it was really nice to get out front early.
And that offensive explosion went hand-in-hand with the strong start on the mound from sophomore Kevin Wright. Wright went 5 innings, allowing just 1 hit and 5 walks in the win. Coach Duskett says Wright has proven to be a strong pitcher and will get better once he reaches full command of his pitches.
Kevin works really hard. He spent a lot of time in the offseason, you know, to be a guy that we can rely on at the varsity level. And his stuff is really good. You know, he just needs to kind of dial in his command a little bit. And he's young, so we're still working on that. But his stuff's as good as anybody's. And to keep a team like Remsen, who's absolutely unbelievable offensively, you know, that just shows what kind of stuff he's got.
And the Hawks, they had the Panthers' number last year, beating them in 3 matches, with the biggest win coming in a run rule victory in the state semifinals. Coach Duskett says beating the Hawks this year shows that the Panthers have what it takes to run with the top teams in the state at any point.
We've played them 3 times last year. 2 games were close, and you know, we didn't play very good at the state semis. But I think these guys know what level of baseball we can play. So, you know, just to go out and showcase it and have a good, solid game offensively, defensively, pitching-wise, you know, it was nice. Hopefully we can keep raising that bar and continue to get better.
And if the Panthers are going to continue to compete at the top and raising that bar, Coach Duskett says they will still need to learn from their games, even when they beat a team like Remsen St. Mary's.
You just got to continue to grow and learn. You know, baseball is a game where, you know, still after a game like this, there's 2 or 3 things like we want to work on and get better at for future, because next time we play these guys, you know, we need to be better, because I know they'll be better. So these guys have bought in. They're going to keep learning, keep getting better, and that's just our goal, you know, be the best team we can at the end of the year.
And that loss snapped Remsen St. Mary's 41-game regular season winning streak. The Panthers went on to win the tournament, beating Humboldt by a final score of 12-9 in the championship game. Let's take a look quickly at our KLEM sports scores and results page from Saturday's sports action. We'll go to the Heland Softball Classic, where after winning two games on Friday, the Bulldogs softball team lost both of their games on Saturday, losing to MOC Floyd Valley 11-6 and to 11th-ranked West Monona 6-3. The Kingsley Pearson softball tournament, taking place both in Kingsley and in Pearson, 14th-ranked Akron Westfield won once. They doubled up Westwood by a whopping score of 20-10, and then lost their second game of the day to West Lyon by a final of 6-3. Kingsley Pearson lost their matchup with 4th-ranked Newell Fonda by a final of 12-1. To the MVAOCOU softball tournament, where the Hinton Blackhawks had a rough day, they lost to the host Rams of MVAOCOU 10-6. Then they lost to Woodbine as well, 10-3. To the baseball scoreboard from Saturday, where the Akron Westfield baseball team hosted their annual Westerner invite. The Westerners beat OABCIG to start the day 12-1, and then they beat Newell Fonda in the championship game 7-5. Central Lyon had beaten OABCIG in the consolation game 6-5, and Newell Fonda had beaten Central Lyon in the opening round, 8-0. Of course, all those scores can be found on our website. It's KLEM1410.com. Under the Sports tab in the drop-down menu, click on Sports Scores and Results. And, of course, nothing going on the sports docket today with the Memorial Day holiday. Well, we will have another full slate of baseball and softball action on our airwaves coming up this week, starting tomorrow night when it is going to be Remsen St. Mary's and Galen Catholic, two teams getting statewide recognition in Class 1A. We'll duke it out at the Lamar's Riverview Complex. We'll have all the action for you on KLEM. Pregame at about 7:20, first pitch at 7:30. And we're also expecting new rankings from the Iowa High School Baseball Coaches Association today. We'll have those for you on our Twitter page and on our website once they come out. Twitter at KLEM Sports and on our website, KLEM1410.com. This has been your Monday KLEM Sports Update. I'm Sports Director Daniel Versteg.